sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Frank LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? Talking sports back to a new time, which was really the old time. Because back in the day, it was 1-2. Now we are back home where we belong each and every Friday. Starting Monday, the Players Show starts back up out at the Press Box Sports Emporium. A lot of cool things set up for Monday. Danny Lansana, your starting linebacker, will be the special guest on Monday. Tons of stuff to give away. And we'll get into that over the entire next hour. What's up, guys?
Talking about being back home, we have a full house here today.
Yeah, we do. We're honored.
We're plus one.
I appreciate that. I never heard someone say that they were honored by my presence, but I'll take it.
On such a crappy day, having you in the studio just brightens everything up.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Today, arguably, if not the worst day in America's history, obviously one of the top two or three. Sad times. I kind of feel guilty, got to be honest with you, trying to be in a good mood, trying to do an entertaining show because of the gloom of 9/11. How many years? 14?
14, yeah.
God.
Where were you?
I'll tell you exactly where I was. I had a handyman working on my house. It was a Tuesday, and the reason that I know 9/11 back then was a Tuesday is because it was a trash day. And the trash men pulled up, and I said, hey, we just got attacked. And they're like, no, we didn't. I said, no. We just got attacked. The handyman is out working on the yard or the house doing the stuff. And then after the bombing, we ended up sitting in the living room and watching TV for probably six straight hours.
Wow. Dang.
I'm like, it's an awful time in history, but can you get back to work?
Get out of my house, please.
I'm not really in the mood for company.
Yeah, I really don't want to be around anybody. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's not a thing that you kind of want to, you know, be like that. But 9/11... an awful day in history, and there is one way to kind of change the momentum of how we're all feeling. It's Friday, back to the original time. 105 means what? You're right, Steve Savanier. Steve, how are you?
I'm good, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. We're just trying to get through the day. Obviously, football started last night, so a lot of football, a lot of MMA, a lot of great stuff going on this weekend. But ironically, an Audio-Technica, without a doubt, the greatest products on the face of the earth. But my favorite piece of equipment is the headphone we're talking about today.
And it is my favorite as well. It's the one I've been traveling with for quite some time now. And this is the ATH ANC33IS. Quiet Point noise canceling in-ear headphone that's designed to work with your smartphone.
Let's talk a little bit about the details, and I know that you're the technical guy, the sound, the quality of all of the equipment. So let's talk about my favorite product and the quality, the earbuds, the whole nine yards.
Well, you know, it's an in-ear style headphone, and frankly, when I travel, I don't want to wear a big headphone. I want something that I want to fall asleep on the plane, I can without these big headphones on my head.
Exactly.
So they're in-ear design. They're great for travel. And the noise-canceling circuitry inside these headphones will reduce up to 90% of the background noise. You know, the drone of the airplane motors and the screaming kids in the seat behind you. Can't do anything about them kicking you, but it does, you know, help make some of that noise go away. But the good thing about these is, you know, you're on that long flight. You're going from New York to L.A., and you know you forgot to buy new batteries for your headphones because you just forget.
Right.
If the battery fails on these guys will still work. They won't have the the noise cancellation process running, but they'll still pass audio, unlike some of the other ones that once the batteries go, the headphones just quit working, you know, totally.
And a lot of people overlook that, Steve. A lot of people overlook that. You know, they think they have a good set of headphones, and they probably do. They have a good pair. But as soon as that battery dies and you're on a plane, there's not another 7-Eleven or another store that you can go purchase a battery.
That's right. And that flight attendant rolling the food cart down the aisle doesn't sell AA batteries.
Maybe we could do a side business and start selling batteries on planes.
We got like a little vending machine as you walk in.
Exactly. You know, there's a couple other features on a lot of your products, and again, we're talking about this particular one with the different size of the earbuds, and I believe that comes in this package as well.
Yes. You know, we did some research on this, and we found out that people's ears are different sizes. Even though you think they look the same, they're actually different sizes. So we give you small, medium, and large standard ear tips. But what I like are the Comply foam tips, and these are a foam tip. You kind of squish them up, put them in your ears, and they slowly expand to comfortably seal the ear canal for, you know, passive noise isolation as well as really letting the active noise cancellation work well on these. And they stay in your ears. They don't fall out like some earbuds do.
I've done everything with my pair. I cut the yard. I run. I work out at the gym. Guys, I do work out at the gym. So
every once in a while.
Every once in a while. I have these. I do them on the plane. Not once has it ever fallen out of my ear canal. Ever.
No, and I agree. They are very comfortable, and even if you don't want to use the Comply foam tips, they have the standard standard ear tips in different sizes as well. So you're good to go on that. The only thing, you know, you always say if you can't operate, decorate. This is the one case where we took the Henry Ford approach.
Right.
You can have them in any color you want as long as it's black.
And how ironic, we have a black pair that we're going to give away today.
That's fantastic. And they'll run for up to 60 hours on a standard AAA battery, and they've got a wide frequency response of 20 to 20K. But the thing I like the best about these headphones is I can use them with my smartphone, I can use them with my iPod, I can control my music from the inline controller, I can answer calls, I can talk on them without having to take the headphones out.
You know, and I remember when we first started this, that feature didn't come on this product. And, you know, we're always talking about how do you improve? How do you, you know, take a great product and make it better? And this is one of the cases where you were able to take a great product and make it even better by doing that.
Yes, and it's designed to work with, smartphones, including the iPhone, the iPad, and, of course, the iPod, which is what we all started listening to originally. Although I have to say, my first listening device when I traveled was a cassette Walkman.
Oh, I remember them. I'm sure there's one laying around here in the hoarding studio. I'm sure it's laying around. Once again, Steve, we're going to give this away tonight at 11:59:59. How can people get information? They can get ready for the giveaway. They can learn a little bit more about it. And where can they purchase?
You can find this on our website at www.audio-technica.com. They retail for $79.95. I think you can buy them directly off our website through shopaudio-technica.com. And you can find them in many great retailers and in airports as well as the brick-and-mortar stores across country.
And this is a product that not only myself but Steve as well endorses 1,000% because we both use them.
Absolutely. Well, you know, as you said in the beginning, this is kind of a sad day in some cases. We got to remember what happened, you know, years ago with the 9/11 thing. And, you know, to all of those that serve our great country and all of those that protect us, police, fire, safety people, we just, you know, we can't thank them enough.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And on that, we'll end it. Thank you very much for your time. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you 2 weeks down the road.
Sounds great, Randy. You too, and have some good football this weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. That's Steve Savanu, everybody, from Audio Technica. And we will be giving away this headphone, the ANC33IS, tonight, drawing at 11:59:59. I should move it back so I can go to bed a little earlier, but I don't. 11:59:59, we'll have the drawing. All you have to do is go to knockoutradio.com. In the contact page, their subject page on the contact link, just put ATH, Audio Technica. There you have it.
Now that we've moved the show back an hour, that gives you an extra hour of workout time over at Kinetics.
I was at Kinetics this morning. I did a. I hate my new trainer more and more every day. Are you supposed to hate your trainer?
Speaking of which, I wasn't intentionally checking in on you.
Do me a favor.
But
Hold on. Let me jump in real quick. Yeah. Do me a favor. From now on, and I make very little rules here at Talking Sports.
Yes,
and
do.
At Knockout Radio on Thursday, the Players Show on Monday. No more tank tops, okay?
What's wrong with tank tops?
Come on. Cover yourself up a little bit. I know. It's
That's right.
It's Hans and Franz in studio right now.
We will pump you up.
All right. Back to the gym. What?
Not that I was trying to check in on you, but your trainer did sort of give you an attaboy telling me about how you've been very consistent in your gym time spending.
I'm definitely trying.
And how much of that time is spent working out?
The words I was told is he was in here this morning doing cardio.
Oh, okay.
Well, I go in and I do a lot of cardio, and now and Scott's going to come on in a couple upcoming weeks, and we're going to start doing some segments with him as well. And the thing that Scott made the point to say is I don't like to go in there and talk around. I want to get in there, I want to get it done, and I want to get out. I've done some 45-minute workouts that they do with other clients in like 17 minutes.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I just don't take time in between. I do, you know, five sets of whatever, and then I go do the next thing, and let me get in and let me get out.
Which means you need to go higher weight then.
Could be.
There you go.
But I still could get out as quickly. I'll do less reps of higher weight, and I'll still get the heck out of there. I'm going to attempt to do something on Tuesday that I have never done before.
What's that?
And after Tuesday, I may never do it again. I will be at Kinetics at 7 in the morning doing my workouts with Scott, and then I'll jump in the Knockout Radio van, and I'll get to Tiger's World for the 8:30 workout, hitting mitts and training with the team.
Make sure you get some food in. Make sure you replenish. That's a lot of work.
It's a fine line between eating, not eating, being dizzy, wanting to throw up because you're working out. You know, so I've got to find that fine line somewhere.
You got to have that protein shake the minute you get in the car to give you enough time to digest.
But how do you do that? How do you have a protein shake in the car at 400 degrees at 7 in the morning?
You bring it inside with you. You use their water that they have there in the protein mix.
Good call. Okay. All right.
Fact.
We'll talk about it this weekend. Also this weekend, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hit the field for the home opener, the season opener, and the very first regular season of the savior, Jameis Winston. Thoughts?
My question is, will we or will we not have Evans? I guess he's missed two practices in a row. Not sure yet if he was at today's practice.
We should get that press release by the end of the show.
So we'll know if he's missed three in a row or if he's Coach Smith in the post practice press conference yesterday apparently said that Evans was getting better throughout the week, so hopefully he was back today. But generally speaking, if somebody's not in practice at least by Thursday, Friday time frame, they're a big question mark for the game. How does that impact?
Well, it impacts obviously a great deal. And the Friday, you know, is really it's kind of a walkthrough. It's a little bit of a practice. Tomorrow's the full walkthrough. Normally, if you don't practice on Thursday, the chances of you playing on Sunday is slim. It is Evans. I'm hoping. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win on Sunday with or without Mike Evans. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to win on Sunday. Call me crazy. Call me whatever you want. I really do. I think everything is pointing that way. They're playing the Titans. They're on and on and on. If Mike Evans is not 120% healthy,
you
do not play him on Sunday.
No sense in risking him getting hurt further in a game that you
can win without him.
More likely win without him.
Right. In my opinion, I think you can win without him. You know, I really do. The offensive line obviously needs to show up. That's the key. They now have probably the biggest weapon that they have had since Martin Gramatica. And I don't know if you guys know the stories back in the day where they would take the rookies and tape them up and do all this stuff. Well, right. Warren Sapp would not allow that to happen to the only offensive weapon that the team had.
I remember that. Don't touch our offensive weapon.
Exactly. Well, this new kicker that they got, this guy could kick field goals from St. Pete High's field and land at the stadium in Tampa.
So was it worth getting rid of Tim Wright to bring him in?
I don't like the word get rid of.
Poor Tim Wright.
Okay, that was poor words
poor
on my
words.
Part.
Well, they got rid of him.
I understand. I just don't like it. I'm allowed to not like it.
It's like saying cheap versus
inexpensive,
right? Yeah.
Was it a good trade? Obviously, I think it was. Was Tim Wright going to be way down the food chain? Obviously he was, because they traded him. A guy made the team. They released a guy that they liked. Now, he struggled a little bit, but that's the, see, this is the thing that people don't understand about not only just the NFL, but sports in general. It's, what have you done for me lately, and can I replace you cheaper? And that's what they were able to do. They found a guy that could be better. You know, again, let's get him out there. Let's see what happens, you know, over proven, but a whole lot cheaper. And this guy, like I said, he's kicking 97-mile, you know, field goals. 97 miles?
That's pretty impressive.
That's a pretty long kick.
I'd say that's a record.
This just in. I don't know if anybody's aware of it. Get on your TVs, flip it on. Gronkowski just scored again.
Oh, my God.
Have
he is a piece of work.
Have a day.
Now, did you see the stats on Gronkowski's career? The all-time leading scorer by a tight end is?
Gates.
Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, Gonzalez.
111. Gates has 99 going into this year, so he could pass him even though he's suspended for the first four games of the season.
Yeah. He will pass him.
Witten, Jason Witten, who's played forever with the Cowboys, has 57 touchdowns.
What's Gronk have, like 51?
No, he has 57. They're tied. And, Witten came in the league in 03, and Gronkowski came in the league in 2010.
And he's been hurt. He's missed some games. Yeah. Can you imagine?
And Jimmy Graham has 51, and they came in at the same time.
Well, that's
could,
pretty.
You think they could finish 1-2 when they're done?
Yeah.
Or the question is, who has the record when everybody retires? Does Gates have the record? Does Gonzalez keep the record?
No.
Or does Gronkowski?
Gonzalez is going to lose the record. I mean, what? It's only like 8-9 touchdowns, right?
He needs 12 to pass.
Okay.
He's 35, and he's missing the first four games this year, which means more than likely he'll have to do it next
year. Into next year.
Be 36.
I think he plays next year, but 12, I don't know. 12?
That'd be stretching it.
It might
for
be.
For a shortened season, that's what? A touchdown a game?
Yeah, he's definitely not going to get it this year.
So,
well, I don't want to say definitely. Don't ever say never and all that kind of stuff. But
chances are.
Yeah, chances are. I do. Yeah, I don't see that happening this year, but next year, possibly. Health, doesn't get suspended, you know, all that kind of stuff. Impressed last night with Tom Brady? And please, well, the conspiracist is here.
I am.
Please tell me that they didn't purposely set up headphone problems and all that kind of stuff.
I don't think so at all. I think they're just looking too far into it.
It's bad timing.
Don't you
it's
think?
Pretty bad timing.
Well, how about bad timing?
I'm going to pull some crap. I'm going to do it the first game.
The tight ends coach.
Well, they knew Goodell wasn't going to be there.
The Steelers, you see that? He was arrested at halftime.
What?
He assaulted and verbally abused a fan on the way to the locker room at halftime. He kicked a guy because they were abusing him. So when he went back up to the coaching box, the police and security were waiting for him.
Wow. I did not know that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You know, the verbal abuse, you can't get I don't think you can get arrested for verbal abuse and all that.
But he kicked the guy.
But kicking the guy.
Yeah. With plenty of witnesses around in your Steelers stuff.
Crazy. Before we hit a break, and I know we should do it in the next couple of minutes, thoughts on the high school football game in Texas. I talked to some of the Bucks about it yesterday. You didn't see it?
I didn't hear about it.
You must be like half of those Buccaneers and live under a rock.
The
two players that drilled the referee.
I know. I thought you were talking about a...
Thoughts?
Something should happen to the kids. The video was unbelievable.
They didn't even make it look
accidental.
No,
that's the thing. I've done
second
something
guy.
To kind of, you know, give him an elbow.
Right.
You know, hey, I'm here.
Right.
But without making it too obvious that I'm here.
I mean, they were both like tractor beams.
Here's the snap. We're going after him.
The first guy might be able to, you know.
The second one went head first into him.
Well, the second one's done. Now, allegedly, supposedly, a coach might have told them to do it. So the coach, I believe, has been suspended for the time being.
What should happen?
Here's my thing, and enough already. You know, I've already had to delete people off of my Facebook, a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer that was an acquaintance, because I'm learning every day there's a difference between an acquaintance and a friend. So everything, all the racial stuff that's going on and on and on, and I'm the guy that believes it's a happy, happy world. And when it first came out, somebody said that the ref used a racial slang or racial words or whatever.
Towards the kids. Coach, right? Towards the kids.
I thought it was the kids.
I thought it was the coach.
No. Supposedly, that's why the kids retaliated.
It was for the coach.
Was because the ref said something racial. I don't know if it was to the players or whatever. And like I said to a couple of the players in the locker room yesterday, one is illegal, one is not.
Yeah.
Call whatever. You can't retaliate like that. And they did.
And they should never play. They should never be allowed to step on a football field again. Ever. At any level.
The one had good technique. The second one really didn't, so...
Well, he was already on the ground. He sort of tried to. Yeah.
But the first one could technically say it was a running play. I ran in. I didn't see him.
Yeah.
You know, he might be able to lie his way out. The second guy.
Until the coach comes out and says, yeah, I told both of them to do it.
It doesn't matter. Even if the coach tells them to do it, this would be kind of like a few good men. You know, you've got to step up and know the difference between right and wrong.
Disregard the order.
Right. You know,
no, I'm saying that the
perfect analogy.
The first player was lying, saying that he didn't mean to do it, until the coach comes out and says, "Well, I told them both to do it." So there goes your story right there. Well, it was an accident. Well, the coach just told you to do it. The other one did it.
Right.
You did it on purpose.
Well, no, exactly. I'm saying before all that stuff comes out. Either way, he's in trouble. They're both in trouble. They've been suspended. They'll probably never play high school football again. You don't want to say they'll never play any football again, because stranger things have happened. Worse things have happened. We know about a few situations in the NFL as we speak.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Well, this is pretty bad. I mean, it's definitely pretty bad, but we'll have to see how it plays out.
Hey, all right. They listen to their coach.
Well, attaboy for listening. Attaboy because you're also a knucklehead that you're not smart enough to, overrule it and be smart. All right. We are way over. Let's hit the first break of the afternoon back at our original time. 1 to 2. More details on next week and everything else when we return.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711. The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Larry okay? Is Larry the kid?
No.
Larry's a bot?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He's on the Prilosec commercial.
It's time. Yeah, that's terrible. Okay, when you start doing commercials like that, that means your career's in the tank.
I don't think his career's in the tank. He's doing extremely well.
Is he?
Yes.
Is he? Okay. When's the last time he headlined a tour? What's the last movie he was in that didn't get an F?
but that's the movies he makes.
Well, they stopped making them.
He'll come out again. Don't arrest. I think Larry's okay. We'll leave Larry alone.
He's a local Florida boy.
Don't forget the return of the Players Show this Monday night out at the Press Box Sports Emporium. Week one's guest, Danny Lansana. A ton of cool stuff to give away. Some of the stuff that we're going to be giving away on Monday, we have to give away today. We have an early, what's it called when you do it early? A prelim, a preview, get in on the ground floor, whatever.
Type deal.
New sponsor of the program, the Monday Night Player Show, as well as Knockout Radio and Talking Sports, Bulge Clothing. So we're going to give away some undies, some underwear, a T-shirt and underwear. All you have to do to register, go to their website, bulgeclothing.com, and just email us, tell us how many different categories the undies come in. Very easy on the homepage, very easy to do. We'll pull a couple winners. We'll have all the product at the Players Show on Monday. We'll make sure that we're able to hook everybody up. Did you guys watch the Sisters? I think it was on Tuesday at the U.S. Open.
I did not. I saw the score at the bottom. I was too busy watching the debacle that was USA Soccer against Brazil.
I think I was at the gym this time.
I'm shocked. You were at the gym?
Yes. That's your surprise face.
Yeah, so, exactly.
No, I didn't, but I know that.
And we'll get into the soccer here in a minute. I want to know, and you're the conspiracist, so I'm going to think that you did think this. Did you think that the older sister was going to lay down? Give it 1-2 sets, Serena walks away.
I kind of thought about that. I go, how would it look if Venus beats Serena and it ends this whole Grand Slam thing?
Thanksgiving dinner's not going to be good.
But you think about it this way, that's how she earns a paycheck. So she's going to go out there and try to win.
When it was, I think, 6-1 or 6-2, whatever Serena won the first one in, I'm thinking, she's not even trying. You know, I didn't really watch. There were some great serves, and but there were some double faults and
maybe
stuff.
That's what happened. Hey, we need to go 3 sets. I'm going to take the first one. You're going to,
because Venus dominated the second.
You're going to storm back in the second, and then I'm going to, you know, and it give was, me the kill shot.
It was fairly close, but also Serena's been struggling since the very beginning. Ironic, the number 3 seed has pulled out, the number 5 seed has pulled out, a bunch of the top ones,
and I believe the 23 seed is who won today and will face her if she wins.
It's
the oldest person in a Grand Slam final or something like that. She's like 33.
No, again, I'm the guy that believes everybody that's on the up and up. No, why would another competitor want her to do it? It's kind of like when you go up and a no-hitter's being thrown against you, are you going to swing at the first 3 pitches?
Yeah, no.
I'm the guy, and we've talked about this numerous times, I'm laying the butt down. I don't care.
Yeah, because you're the ass who doesn't follow, you know, it's the unwritten rule, kind of like the Patriots. You see, they broke the unwritten rule.
We'll get to, you can bring that up in a second, but I hate unwritten rules. If it's a rule, make it a damn rule.
Do you run across the mound? Do you run across the mound? No, it's an unwritten rule. You don't do it. You jump over the line, foul line. No one touches the foul line.
That's not an unwritten rule. That's a more of a superstition.
Wait, what are you saying is the unwritten rule in this case?
He's saying running across the mound.
For the football, for the.
Oh, so I guess the Patriots lined up, not covering the center, and as Roethlisberger was going into his count, they all shifted to the middle, which then made Pittsburgh jump because they moved. The unwritten rule is you don't shift during the call. And everyone's saying, well, the whole point of the call is to get the other team to move.
Exactly.
And Pittsburgh said, we watch it on film. They do it all the time. So you should have been prepared. You know that they do it.
I hate unwritten rules.
They were at the goal line. They were at the one-yard line. They moved back. Now they're at the six.
Right. And then they had to kick the field goal. If it's a rule, make it a rule. And we were talked about this with Brad Penny when he was with the L.A. Dodgers. I went out. There was a UFC.
You don't bunt in a no-hitter. That's an unwritten rule.
But it's unwritten. So it's not a rule. If it's a rule and you do it, then you're an ass.
You're up 17. You don't steal second on a pass ball. It's an unwritten rule.
I understand that, and I wouldn't steal second up 17.
You don't go for two when you're up 30. An onside kick.
And I wouldn't – that's not necessarily an unwritten rule. It's just being a decent person and a decent team.
When you go in the victory formation, you don't take out the other team's knees.
Whoa.
I talked to a Buccaneer who I won't name at this point in time yesterday in the locker room, and he said I was cool with it. I'm all right with it.
Cool with
– with it's a victory. He don't care. You play every – because I – he
play
made
every snap.
He made the comment about, no, you play every snap – like it's your first and like it's your last. I said, well, what about the victory formation thing? He said, I was all right.
I guarantee every football player does not play every snap 100%.
Oh, you know, half of the football players don't play half the snap.
Half the baseball players don't do it either. So don't give me that I play 100% when I cross the line, because it's not true.
I hate unwritten rules. I hate them.
They're out there.
Oh, there's tons of them. I got the evil stink eye when I went to the Dodger game. Brad Penny is pitching this day.
Don't talk to the pitcher.
And I wasn't talking to him. I wasn't going to go anywhere near him because I know the rule. It's an unwritten rule that I hate.
Okay, but you still followed it.
I followed it because I'm in the Dodger locker room.
Doesn't matter.
It's not like he's on the team.
But it's not like they'll ever see him again. That's the thing. It's not like it's the Rays locker room.
If it's the Rays locker room. Where I wouldn't have a problem doing it.
Well, depending on who it was.
Well, yeah. I mean, I used to talk to Tony Saunders on the day he pitched all the time. So anyway, so I'm in the locker room and Brad calls me over. And I'm like, it's kind of like when Sapp called me in the locker room on a Friday, which media doesn't go in on Friday. You kind of walk on tiptoes. It's like, all right, I'm being called. But so I walk over. I go, Brad, you're pitching. I'm not. He goes, screw all that. Sit down. Let's talk. Well, all the other media got mad at me. They're like, don't you know the rule? I go, well, it's not really a rule. Well, it's an unwritten rule. Well, then it's not a rule. And if the guy who's pitching calls me over, what am I supposed to do? Say, I can't talk to you?
Was this before or after the nap in the press box?
It was the same day.
Same day. I think that's an unwritten rule, too.
No.
On a roll.
I'm pretty sure it's a written rule not to fall asleep in the press box. It was the day that I flew into L.A., so I was jet-lagged. I was tired, all that kind of stuff.
Wait, you were in the press box on a Friday?
I don't know. Why? Is that not possible?
I'm just asking. I don't know.
Did I say it was a Friday? I don't
know.
Yeah,
you did.
All right. Well, then yes.
Okay.
If I said it was, then yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I didn't do the show that day. I went the Dodger game would have been
7 o'clock
at night, so it's 10 o'clock Eastern. I would have been off the air if I did do the Friday show that day. So if it's a Friday.
I'm talking about the Bucks game. You were talking about Warren Sapp.
Well, no, then
when
he went
talked
back
to him. You said that
I bounced all over. That was Warren Sapp was on a Friday. Yes, yeah. I was over at the locker room. This was the old school. It was the old training facility.
The trailers.
It was the trailers where the media hung out.
Before International Mall.
And yeah. And it was a Friday, and I walked by, and the door happened to open up, and Warren's like, Randy, come here. I'm like, no, I can't. I said, come here. I go in there, I sit next to him and got the stink eye. The thing at the Dodgers was this was so we'll say 8 o'clock. It's a rain delay. That's 11 our time.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep in the press box.
Gotcha.
And so the PR guy starts throwing popcorn at me. Luckily, to be honest with you, if it wasn't that I talked to Brad Penny in the locker room earlier, in the clubhouse earlier, he might have kicked me out. But he knew that I was there because of Brad. And, you know, I ran Brad Penny's website and the whole nine yards. So.
And the only reason why you woke up is because you smelled popcorn.
Food?
I think one hit me in the lip, and I'm like, that tastes pretty good. And then I had to eat.
And was it the next night you sat in the yellow seats?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and that's where you ate your face off, right?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, with Tim Sylvia, yeah. Who's, by the way, doing a hunting show now. Saw him the other day. He's out there doing a big deal in Iowa. I think he went up to Canada and shot some of that stuff. So when we return, let's go back a couple days before we move ahead to the Rays and what's going on with them, and their season basically is over. The Buccaneers, obviously, their season is getting ready to start. But when we return, let's talk about last weekend's UFC. And there's also a fight tomorrow that nobody seems to care about. Nobody's talking about it, and nobody cares about it.
And the Lightning season starts next week.
Is that unbelievable? It just ended.
Already.
They just crowned the champion. How about NBA as well? I got an NBA story for you when we return. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
It's almost football season, which means it's almost tailgate season. And the best place to get your tailgating menu is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Nothing says football like fresh grilled chicken and steak skewers served sizzling hot with a little pita bread and some hummus. This ain't your daddy's tailgate. This is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Help Little Greek celebrate the kickoff to football season. Little Greek Fresh Grill with 16 area locations and growing. Little Greek Fresh Grill. Fresh, flavorful, fabulous.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dylan Hart Jr., and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, little E okay, or is he outdated as well? Step up and make an answer.
No.
Little E okay. Is not okay?
I wasn't paying attention. Say no.
It doesn't matter. It's Dale Earnhardt Jr. did the liner. You don't like that one either?
I just need to put some new things in the mix. That's all I'm saying.
Who playing today in any sport other than the obvious LeBron James, Tom Brady, whatever. Would you say his name is bigger than Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Well, it depends on where you're talking.
I'm talking right now in this studio.
In this studio?
No, I'm saying I'm talking right now.
I was going to say, there's a lot of big names in this studio.
No, that's obviously not what I meant.
I'm looking at a couple right there. Well, you can't get that one. That would be a miracle.
That's not. I'm saying who is playing, who is active, who is relevant, who, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. is still relevant. Who would you say today that's playing pick a sport, football, in football, whose name is bigger than Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
And you said you can't use Tom Brady?
Well, you know, guys that realistically we could get a liner from.
I don't know. I don't know. Give me 10 minutes to think about it.
All right.
You're putting me on the spot.
Okay, 10 minutes. I'll give you 10 minutes to come up with a list of, give me a number, five names that are a bigger name, more relevant name than Dale Earnhardt Jr. And I don't know if there's anybody even out there. LeBron, Kobe.
Conor McGregor. Ronda Rousey. Right there, there's two that from your love.
I'm going to disagree.
Okay.
I'm going to say there is no way that Conor McGregor's name is bigger worldwide.
No.
I'm going to disagree.
Outside of the Mason-Dixon line, you're not getting Dale Earnhardt Jr.
I disagree.
You're going 10 states.
Hey, Ed, quick question for you.
Okay.
Do you even know who Conor McGregor is?
Nope, Chris and I are both here saying, well, who's that?
See? Exactly. And that's my sport. That's my love.
But you said worldwide.
Yeah. I'll go worldwide, outside of Ireland. Now, all right, Dale Earnhardt might not be huge.
You're saying all of Brazil doesn't know who Conor McGregor is?
Well, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, they hate him.
Because of the Aldo thing.
They know him.
Of course. But I do not think that Conor McGregor's name. And Ed and guys back at the studio, Conor McGregor is the Irish fighter who's going to try to unify the title at December 12th for the UFC. He's the big up-and-coming superstar name, talks crap, very enjoyable and entertaining to watch do his thing. But there is no way that Conor McGregor's name is bigger than Dale Earnhardt Jr. None.
Disagree. Worldwide, disagree.
I will put it out to the Twitter universe. After the show, I'll put it out there and we'll see.
He being Earnhardt Jr. has 1.1 million followers, where McGregor has 700,000. So I was just looking at that.
And that's a lot for Conor only being in this bubble for the past 8 months, a year or so, you know, on the Conor McGregor.
E. Jr. has been in that limelight his entire life.
Yeah, but a million or whatever. Warren Sapp only has just over a million followers. So a million must be a decent number. And yeah, Conor is close. We will put it out there. We will do a little poll.
And or Ronda Rousey. You disagreeing with that one?
No, I'm not going to. I believe that Ronda's name is bigger than Conor's. You know, Ronda because of Expendables, because of the movies. And do we need to touch base on Roadhouse right now?
No.
Roadhouse.
She is going to play the Patrick Swayze portion. Not exactly, you know, word for word. And we talked about it last night, and I'm against it. Because I think you're going to have some issues with people that already hate my favorite sport of mixed martial arts. Now a female cooler, which is what Patrick Swayze was in Roadhouse, if she throws a punch and hits a dude, you don't think somebody's going to say something negative about it? And, God forbid, the dude then swings back and hits her. He's going to get his ass beat. We understand that. But for him to punch her, I think could present a problem.
We got another one. This is definitely something that's attainable in football. You have Ricardo Kaká with him playing in Orlando, 23.5 million followers. Think that one's a...
Yeah, he's a...
That's something that's attainable because it's so close.
What are you saying, liner-wise?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the... I need
that's
to get
the
that
challenge.
Liner? That's
yes.
The challenge?
Yes.
Okay.
That is... There you go.
Lola, I'll be in contact with you later today.
One in English and one in Portuguese because you could go with Thursday night too.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. So you found one. That's one. What are you looking at me like when those...
That's a pretty big one.
No, I understand that. I'm not saying that there's not bigger names in sports and bigger names in entertainment than Dale Earnhardt Jr. I'm just saying he is relevant. That name will be huge for a long, long time. You'll never outlive the popularity of Dale Earnhardt Jr. My opinion. You mentioned
that's not attainable.
You mentioned Orlando City.
Yes.
You also mentioned Team USA. Little struggles, little things going on with them. Update us.
They just broke for the international friendly slash European qualifying, and the U.S. had a couple of games over the weekend. Played Peru. Was down 1-0. Came back 1-2-1. Then they played Kaká and Brazil in Foxborough to a 4-1 defeat. They're making a big deal that so late in the game, it was like the 91st minute that we scored to actually go on the board. Mm-hmm. We have scored a goal in every single game since the World Cup, and now people are calling for Klinsmann's head, the head coach, because of the poor performance in the tournament over the summer, the poor performance in the friendlies that they've had since, and the biggest game of his coaching career with Team USA is coming up October 10th in the Rose Bowl against Mexico, where you'll have, was it about 100,000 seats? It'll be sold out, and I would say it's going to be at least 70-30.
It's going to be an away game for the U.S., which it was the last time they played in the Rose Bowl.
You guys are big football fans, obviously, soccer, football fans. Klinsmann, did you like it when they first brought him in, and are you for replacing him? And if you are, who would you replace him with? Because I'm okay with replacing head coaches, but make sure that you're stepping up, you know, not stepping down.
Make sure the grass is greener. I am not for getting rid of Klinsmann at this time. I thought he was a great addition. I think he was a huge step up for the U.S. when they first brought him in. Obviously, there were some big things that happened in this most recent World Cup. And yes, I understand that the most recent tournament, that did not go that well. There was a hiccup, lost to Jamaica, shouldn't have. The friendlies have not gone the best. But if you're looking at the biggest picture of the World Cup, I think that there was enough. He's working on enough credit from the good stuff from the World Cup to give him more time, and he's got to work through some of these issues. I think he still has time.
And I think there's only a certain amount of time where you can get rid of the coach, and now is the time to do it because the World Cup qualifying hasn't started yet. Once you get into the qualifying, get into the camps, you can't switch. Then there's way too much that's going on.
So you're okay with him getting replaced?
If it's
going
to happen,
right now,
it has to happen now.
Any
but
names?
Do you think it should?
Any names?
I have no idea on who it could be. I thought Klinsmann was a stretch to begin with because it was such a big name. I think anything is going to be a step back. But some of the things that he's done, I know he's trying different pieces out. That was a big thing they were talking about. He had two center defenders that had never played together and never had the same combination since the World Cup. It's just, they're playing terribly.
Who's the guy right that they got kicked off the team? That Klinsmann kicked off.
Donovan.
Donovan.
Is he still living with the repercussions out in the fan base of getting rid of Donovan?
I don't think so.
I think we're past it.
Yeah,
by
it's
now.
Definitely.
And my thought on this is, I'm not past it, but I'm not a soccer fan. You guys live and breathe soccer, football. So to you, you understood. It's kind of like when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers parted ways with Derek Brooks and you know, Warren Sapp and John Lynch. It's time to move on.
It was a business decision.
It was a business decision. So you guys can handle that because all you care about is the success of the team.
And this is what I look at. They, earlier in the summer, they went to Germany and they won.
That was
They
huge.
Went to the Netherlands and won.
That was a really good
stretch.
Then
they lose in the United States to Jamaica. Really? You went to those two countries that are head and shoulders better than you, and you win?
Well, and then you have to take a look at who was on the field.
Still.
The teams in Europe on that road trip, those weren't the number one teams, and neither was the U.S. team.
The Netherlands team was more a number one team than the German team.
Yeah.
All right, let's move from soccer,
football
to football on Sundays, but before we do, you sent a tweet out, Wags, talking about the University of Alabama and your thoughts on that football team last week. And this is coming from people who don't know, an Auburn guy, which means it's not going to be very good what you say about Alabama.
I pride myself on remaining as unbiased as possible.
As an Auburn fan.
With the headset
okay,
on. Yeah, right. That's a very good way of putting it.
Okay, I like it.
The more and more, and this is pretty much a direct quote of what I said, the more and more I watch Alabama play, the more and more I believe the only team that will be able to beat Alabama is Alabama.
Which was the case last year, though, and they did beat themselves.
Exactly. But. It is going to come down to penalties or if they make mistakes. Injuries. That's pretty much it. Or injuries, yeah.
I don't know. If Louisville would have played the first half like they played the second half and they don't make a dumb timeout decision, they were still in the game.
Well, but I believe Louisville was allowed to come back into the game because Auburn, especially on the defense, stopped playing.
That all goes on Muschamp. There's a reason we got rid of him.
And that's the
See, you can put that headset on, but you can't. No.
So when
I'm only here part time.
When Auburn brought in Muschamp, obviously that was a great piece to add to bring up their defense, but you have to make sure you play all four quarters. You cannot play like that in the SEC. If you do that against this SEC team, that's going to be a loss. And the SEC Network had Auburn. They picked Auburn to go 11-1.
Who did Tim Tebow pick? Because he's now back with the SEC Network.
He is now putting back on the headset.
He had a helmet on when the predictions were made.
So they were picked. Auburn was picked to go 11-1 with their one loss being, I think it was, at Ole Miss. They were supposed to beat Alabama.
They play Ole Miss at home on Halloween.
Then is these
are their A&M's on the road.
Okay, I think that was the
this game. This is their schedule. They play a Cupcake Jacksonville State at home, the home opener. Then it's at Tiger Stadium.
Idaho.
At Tiger Stadium. Home to Mississippi State. Home to San Jose State. Then they're off. At Kentucky. At Arkansas. Home to Ole Miss. At A&M. Georgia at home. Idaho. And then Bama at home.
I think they go maybe 8-5.
Let's switch gears because we only have about 9-10 minutes left. Sunday, the return of Sunday football. Let's start a little like Survivor, thing.
Okay.
I did one online and I've got to change it.
I can tweet in the answer when I'm not here.
That's fine. That's fine. And we'll open it up, obviously, to the fans to shoot us an email on their Survivor pick. And I'll let you know that when I did it on one of the online, Fox Online or one of those, I took Carolina over Jacksonville. But I may change it. I may change it, which could open myself up to being eliminated week one. Take the Bucs.
And then once everybody's eliminated, then we start again?
Right.
Or if you're eliminated this week, you can jump back in, but you already have the 0-1. And whoever has the best record at the end, do it that way so everybody is involved.
That's fine. You guys are the technical people. I just play along. So give me a game. All right, if we're going to go that way, even though I do believe the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win on Sunday, this is one of the few times that I'm pretty – I don't want to say sure. I'm not Vegas sure, but I do like Tampa Bay on Sunday. But I'll stick with Carolina over Jacksonville.
Wegs, what do you got?
Dead air's not good.
No, you want me to go?
First day on the radio.
I say Green Bay over Chicago.
Okay.
I'm going with the Miami Dolphins.
Over Washington?
Washington, yeah.
Oh, not bad. Not bad. Ed, have you had time to take a look? Do you got a pick?
The teams that are worse are going to lose.
they don't call him the best for nothing. that is true. If you want to get in on the Survivor, and we'll have prizes and all that by the end of, not even the end of the season. Or are we running it the whole season?
Running it the whole season.
All right, so whoever has the best record. All right, we'll have prizes, Audio Technica. We still have Wicked Good Cupcakes, Bulge Underwear. If you have a puppy, we've got this new gi from originaldoggygi.com. They are phenomenal. If you're coming to the Players Show on Monday night, bring a picture of your pet, and you will register to win one of these geese. It's like $80, $85. It's really pretty cool. And we're going to hook up quite a few people on Monday, for sure.
A quick question on the legality of this.
You guys check with legal.
You're eliminated. You still can't pick that team again. They're done.
Right.
That's okay.
Isn't that how a...
But you're supposed to be out of the whole thing.
Right, but so since you're not... Right.
You can't go with that team.
You can't do both. Yeah. If we're going to let people continue to play.
You can't go with Green Bay and then, Chicago wins. You can't go with Green
Bay.
Well,
by allowing this, that means that Rob will be eliminated every week but allowed to play every week because he'll continue to pick the team that's playing the Buccaneers.
Correct.
I thought about doing that today, too.
Going against the Bucs?
Yes.
Do you really believe Tennessee's going to win?
I do.
Why?
Yeah, what's your reasoning?
My reasoning is if they can get to Mariota, that's what it comes down to. Who can get to the other quarterback? The offensive line is terrible with the Bucs. So if they can get to Winston and put him on his back, his ankle's already bum anyway. Who knows how good it really is. Mariota can evade it and his tight end was really good last year. He's going to be even better this year. And he was a pretty cool guy at the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah, that's true. We talked to some of the players in the locker room yesterday and the day before, and even asked Gerald McCoy, is this a must win, a must game? Day one, home opener, season opener, is this a must on Sunday?
Absolutely.
And it is. And his comment was, every game is a must, but they didn't have any home wins last year. Yeah, so it is a must. Can you imagine if they go out and lose this game to Tennessee?
That's rough. That obviously sets up for a bad season because and actually I was going to ask this at the beginning of the show. Is it better to go up against a non-quote-unquote powerhouse team to ease into the season and get your O-line really working well together to go into the bigger games, or is it better to go ahead and be thrown to the wolves right from the very beginning?
I think the obvious answer is I'd rather play a cupcake early than play them late. Yeah, but later on in the season, you're banged up, all that. Not that any NFL team is a cupcake. I know I'm going to get tweets and all sorts of stuff that. You know, and I totally understand that. But if it's a team that struggled the year before, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, not very good, the first pick in the draft. Yeah.
Tennessee Titans.
Exactly. I think it's perfect for both because now you – I don't care what any player says, and Gerald went into every player believes we're the best. Every player, come, I don't believe that.
Yeah, the Raiders don't believe they're the best.
And if you've got those doubts, if you have those doubts in your mind, are we any better? Can we play better? And you go out there and win a game, even if it's against a crappy team, then yeah, that's going to help turn your thoughts to help you get the rest of the way down the season.
Yeah, after week one, you're at 50%.
Get that momentum.
They asked the Four Letter Network asked over under two wins.
For the Bucs?
Yeah. Will they?
Oh, I'll take that all day.
Yeah. And they both took the over. They said five.
Well, I want to say Vegas had five. I think over under in Vegas is five.
How about Vegas? Yesterday, the over under was 50 on the game. 49 was scored.
Wow.
Yeah. The last touchdown with 2 seconds left, it shifted $4.2 million just in the one touchdown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They just had that big debacle. And I don't remember what it was, if it was a fight or it was a draw or something changed. So people were like throwing tickets away, and then it came back to that it was a draw so they could get their money back, but they threw it away because they thought they lost.
I didn't see that.
I'll have to try to remember what it is, and I'll get it out on social media. You know, I don't write very good notes during the week. My note process, my prep starts, you know, 20 seconds before showtime. So if it doesn't happen right away.
Well, what's the UFC main event you were talking about? Fight this weekend? And then
Last week, the Mighty Mouse Dotson or Demetrius Johnson against Dotson.
Is there one this week?
No, I don't think so.
Next week, it's Barnett versus Nelson.
Japan. Is that next? I thought it's the week after. It's towards the end of the month. I mean,
it's the next one up.
It's the next one up. It's towards the end of the month, which is Barnett.
Let me double check the date.
And Big Country.
Does Berto go the distance with Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah, see, that's the fight that, you know, nobody seems to really care about.
There were 2,000 tickets.
Still available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How big of a dud this one is.
It's a major dud, but it doesn't matter to Floyd Mayweather.
He's making $32 million.
Yeah, like he cares. Yeah, you know what? Fight a dud all the time and make $30 million. He could care less. Do you really think if he walks through Berto, you know, who's a local guy based out of Lakeland in Tampa all the time.
Tigers World, right?
His family owns or is partners of Tigers World, where I train, sort of. When I can make the drive across the bridge.
When you're there.
If he beats Berto like he should, you really think he's going to walk away tied for the record? He won't fight another guy like a Berto to break the record? It's not about the money.
It's an ego thing. He definitely has an ego. It's
pride.
It's 1,000% that. He
didn't even get the gold medal in Atlanta. I don't believe he won gold.
Yeah, it's just pride. Not money at all. Not money at all.
You were right on fight night. It is on September 27th. So they're going like 2.5 weeks without an event, yet they're going to do a Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
In December.
Three in a row at the end of the year.
In December, it's going to be the 10th, 11th, and 12th, all UFC stuff in Las Vegas. I will be out there. I'll be broadcasting from there. I'll be reporting from out there. But we've got plenty of time for that. This weekend, the first full regular season weekend of the NFL. It is back. I cannot wait. Go Bucks. I think they win. If you disagree, hit me up on Twitter @KnockoutRadio.
@KOX.
Sean Care Radio.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Friday.